The thing is, you know, everybody respects Richard as a player and as a person. And, you know, everybody held him in high esteem at the end of the day. I think now you look at his business, you know, good players are let go for whatever reason all the time. I mean, and it's out of our control. You know, it's not, I mean, it's, decisions are made, and then that's it. We're on the players at the end of the day. But from a respect issue, everybody respected him as a player, as a person. So it was tough because there was some, you know, there was some continuity that was built throughout the summer and in training camp. You know, when a good player leaves, it's always a tough deal, but it's just that's the nature of the business, and you know, you got to move forward. But definitely, you know, it's not something that's being overlooked or just, you know, brushed off.
In your mind, did you feel like you were winning that battle for that starting spot?
You know, at that point, I mean, honestly, this is really my first legitimate open competition since I've been in. So I really know what to expect. Honestly, I just went into it with just a positive mindset, just saying to myself, at least I'm in it. And just took that approach every day and just got the most of it. It wasn't I went home every day and checked it off, you know, this day was better, you know what I mean, because there's so much that's going on. But, you know, I thought Richard had, I mean, given the injury that he was coming off of, that's a tough injury. Anybody who knows anything about back injuries know, and especially with the position that he plays, a cornerback position. So, I mean, that's a tough position to come back. That's a tough injury to come back on at that position. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
Did you ever look at it like that could have been me?
No doubt about it. I mean, and that's the thing. You know, guys, you know, never think that you're bigger than anybody else's situation. I learned that a long time ago. You know, no one is exempt from the nature of this business. No one is exempt from the culture. And the reality is you have a high chance of getting injured. You have a high chance of experiencing certain things physically. And some guys are fortunate enough and blessed enough to come back from those injuries, and some are not. So you have to be grateful in that and make the most of the opportunity that's given to you.
Your thoughts on basically clinching the starting job?
You know, it's a wonderful opportunity at the end of the day. You know, anytime, I always looked at this thing as just one day at a time, you know, and it's just so much that goes on from a day-to-day basis. You can't really get caught up on certain things. You just got to go in with your head down, and, you know, even if something's been afforded to you, you still can't get complacent. I mean, it's a grind, even from here on out, you know, and it's just at any given time, I think you have to have that approach that it could be, you know, it could be taken from you, you know what I mean? For whatever reason that may be, just, you know, and you have to just always take that into consideration, you know, as a daily approach, and that's what I've been doing my whole career. But, I mean, obviously, to be playing a substantial amount of time, whether it's starting or, you know, as a role player, I was going to be at peace with that no matter what.